You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning. I can tell you I've started my first coffee for the day, and yes, it does, it works. Good morning, welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, we're on 89.3, Cool FM, going to be with you now just after the hour of 7, entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock at this Wednesday morning. Yes, what do we say? WTW, boys and girls, welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday the 28th of February, and no, it is not the last day of February, because we've got another one to come. It's a leap year. Right, who's got a birthday today? Let's start with this gentleman, Sir John Tenniel. Born in 1820, he was a British illustrator, graphic humorist and a political cartoonist as well, whose work was prominent during the second half of the England's 19th century. He was the artist who illustrated Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and also through the Looking Glass. So there we are. Happy birthday.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Trouble.
what do you think? I think I'm going to stick around for a while yet. There we go. That's The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? And that was off of their album called Combat Rock, written back in 1981, featuring Mick Jones on lead vocals. And it was also released in 1982 as a double A-sided single alongside Straight to Hell, providing a performing modestly on global music charts in the United States. Should I stay or should I go? Charted on the Billboard Hot 100, though, but it did not get even as far as 40.
Tears because our baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choked up and full. Kiss on the clothes, I miss our wills, I can't reform. No God, like Hogan's Pogan. So don't sit back, kick back, and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relax.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Your name is Deborah.
go, two in a row. And this one, this is Pulp and Disco 2000. Before that, Grand Funk. No, it wasn't Grand Funk. That's coming up, Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun. So I say coming up, it is Grand Funk Railroad. Let me tell you this. We've got quite a busy morning this morning, so we'll be telling you all about that in a little while. So do hang around. It's going to be worth it. But as for now, it's yes. No surprises then this morning. It is Grand Funk Cut Railroad in the shower with you this morning. If you're doing a little bit of locomotion, that'll go down just fine.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
There we go, doing a little bit of the locomotion in the shower this morning with the Grand Funk Railroad. 17 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3. Cool FM. Out. This is how to get and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Now, what have we got for you? Andreas is coming in. Yes, first time for a while. And he's coming in to chat with us for his movie review. And also, we've got Monica Grunchy coming in with Roberto and Brindelli, and they can be talking about the movie that's just premiered called Gauguin. So that's coming up. And in the last hour of this morning's program, we've got Carsten Dolan coming in from the American Society, talking about the things that they're getting up to as well. So there we go. Like I said, quite a busy little morning. Yes, I'm going to have to work for a change. I'm sorry. The sick individuals.
Thank you.
There we go, All of My Heart, coming from the Sick Individuals. And by the way, they come from Holland, a Dutch electronic dance music act consisting of Rince Ray Hotsley and Dutch pronunciation. Yes, well, I'm not even going to try that. And Joop Jim Smeel. And they met in Hilversum in the Netherlands back in 2008 while studying music composition. This is the Rolling Stones. Time waits for no man. Keep you knowing the time. We're 21 and a half minutes right now after 7 o'clock. great track that is. Time Waits for No One. And that's, of course, as I mentioned, the Rolling Stones off of the 1974 album called It's Only Rock and Roll. It was the first song, in fact, recorded for that album, credited to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Time Waits for No One, sort of slower one for them, really, smoother song than the ones for which the Stones were best known at that time. The track features a distinctive groove that has been compared to the latter song, Waiting on a Friend, another great track. And it is also noted for its distinct Latin influences. And how about that? I'll tell you something else as well. It goes on for 6.5 minutes. Here's Edwin Starr on The Breakfast Show. This is what's coming up later. Headline news. Culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved, that's WAVED. And the great job they do, the boys and girls at Waved.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think
think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy. Yeah, who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy, yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Do you? Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
There we go with the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and before that one we had, we had Misty Playground, Sex and Candy. there we go. Right, time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 14 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some local news coming up for you at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. Don't forget our guests in the last hour. Well, we will be checking with Ingrid, of course, for our everyday story of country folk. We got Andreas coming in to review one of the movies for us. And we've also got Monica Gronchi coming in with Roberto Birindelli. And they're going to be talking about the movie Gauguin. They're both involved in that movie. And the last hour today, Carsten Dolan's coming in from the American Society to tell them what they're up to as well. And next piece of music, well, that is coming from the weekend, which is, well, only a few days away, really. Save Your Tears is what it's called. There we go. That's The Weeknd and Save Your Tears. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's programme. Here's a birthday for you. Born on this day. By the way, if you just joined us, good morning. 28th of February. We've got another day of February to go as well. And it is Wednesday. Vincente Minnelli, born on this day, 1903, an American stage and film director. Though widely known for directing musicals, including An American in Paris, Brigadoon, Kismet and Gigi. And he also helmed comedies and melodramas, including Madame Bovary and Father of the Bride. He was married to Judy Garland from 1945 until 1951. And are the parents of, yes, you've got it, Liza Minnelli. This isn't Liza Minnelli. This is Inhaler. Take a deep breath. The title of the track is It Won't Always Be Like This. There we go. Yes, that's it. It won't always be like this from Inhaler. And we're just 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Taking us there, we're going to play this one. This is another track I found from Danielle Nicole. And it says, Say You'll Stay is the name of the track. This will take us to the top of the hour.
Face. we stood side by side, and everything changed. I wish my love for
Stay, Danielle Nicole. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Right, it's time to put something in your diary because it's a rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Coming up this Thursday, the 29th of February, opera with Fred and Lilibeth. On March the 1st, that's Friday, you've got Carlos Campos and Luz Acosta. And on Saturday, the 2nd of March, Il Volo, Panama. All right, so put that in your diary. And all you've got to do is book now at 6974-5214. 6974-5214. Salotto Italiano.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedersi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 6771-8822. Got that? 6771-8822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show.
Simply let them be. smiling and lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 we'll hear it come.
There we go, getting us going in this segment of the program. That is Here Comes the Night from Van Morrison. Still, we've got plenty coming up this morning, as I was telling you. So sit tight. We've got Andreas is with us already. We're going to check in with Ingrid after this one. This comes from the Lars, and it's There She Goes.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I'm in this city. Oh, what a joy. Went out last night with a dear friend, the writer, had some things need to catch up on, got some paperwork. You know, the amount of paperwork you got to fill out for different things. And because it was Spanish, I couldn't just do anything. My Spanish is so bad that I don't know. And plus, the way they word things, I'm sorry, I just didn't understand it. So I was very grateful that she helped me out. Then we went out to a lovely place in Via Argentina. It was El Cangrejo. Very lovely place. Wow. And just enjoyed walking around. It was a lovely evening. Well, today I've got to drop off those papers. Then I got to run to mailbox or airbox or something and pick up some papers for the cook. And then drive back to El Valle. So it's going to be a busy morning yet to go. Right now, tanking up at the station, getting the good gas, getting ready to go. It looks like a beautiful morning here, but you guys don't have rain. Man, oh man. Now I see what you mean, Jerry. It's hot and dry here. But the one good thing is I'm going back to where it's nice and moist. And warm and lovely in El Valle. Chelsea is doing better. Obviously, her little chin tuck is what we now decided to call it. So she has had the plastic surgery like so many famous stars. So you can now like look at her like Dolly Parton, Akaya Jane Fonda. Like that she's had some surgery done now. So she's not 100% natural beauty, okay? So, headed back. See you about in 2 hours. The cook's got to go into Coronado and get some things done. So, the fence on one side of the yard is done. beautiful pictures the cook sent me. It just looks delicious. And we'll start the other side of the fence later today. So that's going to cause a little more trouble since Chelsea needs to be guarded in the yard. Well, everything's good here. No traffic, please. Don't get in the road until I get home. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Me and Sam in the car, talking about America, heading to the wishing well. We've reached our last resort. I turned to him, said, man, help me out. I fear I'm on an island in an ocean full of change. Can't bring myself to dive into an ocean full of change. Am I losing touch? Am I losing touch now? Yeah. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to second guessing it. Hey, pretty smiling people, we're all right together. In turns to dream about the lottery, what we might have done if we had entered and had won it. We're each convinced that nothing would have changed, but if this were the case, why is it a conversation anyway? Are we losing touch? Are we losing touch now? He said, why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to second guessing it.
Go, George Ezra and Pretty Shiny People. Yes, that's what we have in the studio, Pretty Shiny People. Well, with the exception of one.
How dare you.
Great to have you back. You haven't been here for a while.
It's been a while. You've
no, we haven't.
Used different excuses.
No, we haven't.
Not have me in. That's fine.
We didn't miss you.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you're early today, trying to make up for it.
I always try to come early, try to sit with you. Interrupt your show.
So what have you been, because I mean, over this time, what have you been doing?
Pretty much nothing, waiting for you to call.
Oh, okay. Honestly. Well, it was a long wait. It was a long wait.
I know, it was. Yeah. I was heartbroken.
And when I did call, it was a bum call. It was one of those ones that does it automatically.
I was asking. I just listened to your conversation for about an hour. It was really nice.
Anyway, have you been watching anything?
I have, man. I've been catching up, obviously, with the Oscar season coming up. So I've been catching up with other movies coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm three short right now. And one of them I don't want to watch.
Which one?
Maestro. I'm good.
Why not?
It's a biopic. I'm so done with biopics. It's the same thing with Bob Marley.
But hang on.
I'm good.
Hang on.
Yes, go.
Are you supposed to be reviewing movies or just the ones you like? Because
I know
Maestro doesn't wear a cape.
Listen, I've never been qualified to be a reviewer.
Absolutely.
Okay?
No, I know.
And I don't get paid for that as well, so I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose my movies.
What's wrong with you, Andres?
I'm just saying. I've seen all biopics. They're all the same. Listen,
but
I have
different people. Have you noticed?
I get that, but they follow the same beats, man.
Yeah, they follow the person's life.
Well, you know. I'm good.
Hey, be careful what you say. We're going to be talking about Gauguin.
This is different, and we'll get into that a little bit. But here's the thing about biopics, man. Bob Marley, for example. I'm a huge Bob Marley fan.
Right.
But I know the story. And I don't want to see some Brit doing a Jamaican accent. I'm good.
Hey.
Yes.
Be careful.
Are you Jamaican as well?
I could have been.
You could have. You look Jamaican.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Brass, man. But have you watched? I mean, I've been watching a couple of Netflix ones. I'm not sure what it is in Espanolist, but in English it was Ganglands, and it's one of these things. I watched the first part of the first episode. I thought, nah.
But you're cheating. You're watching TV shows. You should be watching Oscar movies. There's Oscar movies. Have you seen Maestro? It's on Netflix.
No, I don't want to watch Maestro. It's a biopic.
Well, I think you're correct.
Oh no!
I think you're correct.
Isn't
yes,
Oppenheimer a biopic?
Debatable, but yes.
Why is it debatable?
Because it just focuses on one aspect of his life. It doesn't follow him from
do anything until he made a bomb.
Well, he was a very qualified physician. I remember him studying.
That would have been a bit boring, wouldn't it, really?
Huh?
It would have been a bit boring, really.
Why? Quantum physics is amazing. Have you not read of?
Yes, we're all into quantum physics. I mean, anyway, we're going to take another piece of music. And we've got our guests with us. We've got, special guest, yeah. Monica Grunty. And Gauguin is here.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he died.
Yeah, no, this is Roberto Birindelli. Is that
Birindelli
right?
Is from Toscana.
Ah, lovely.
But I was born in Montevideo.
You were born in Montevideo?
Yeah. I lived there till 15.
Wow.
So I moved to Brazil.
Well, no, all right. Well, we can take a piece
of
music.
That's a long history.
And it's a biopic.
It's a biopic.
I'm feeling deeper, see the stars with your cool eyes, and
Brian Jones and the Indications and the Way That I Do. If you are keeping on the time, by the way, we're just a few seconds away from 26 minutes before 9. If you missed the news today, don't forget we have it for you at 9 o'clock. Later on this morning, in the last hour, we've got Carsten Dolan coming in for the American Society, but right now, a special guest are here with us. Of course, we've got Monica, as I mentioned, and Roberto. And the movie, which had its premiere the other night, called Gauguin.
Y el Canal. That's the title.
Oh, it is.
Gauguin y el Canal.
A long title.
Not that long. That's.
It depends. It's the way I'm in Spanish.
Well, you get some Spanish on there. Right? That's long. But yeah, welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you Monica for having us. Thank you.
So, I did a little research here on the film. First couple of things. Based on a play, on a Ricardo Miró winning play, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, I have to say, it's not a biopic. Just saying, it's not a biopic. It's
so I can watch it, Jerry.
Yeah,
I can watch it. I can watch it, yeah.
Of course, it tells you aspects and events of Gauguin's life and important and real events. But it's important to point out that it is a fiction.
Oh, okay.
Based on his life events and his last days of life and the last month.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a, you know, like when you finish the movie, you're gonna wanna go and Google if you don't know a lot about the painter's life. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I knew because I did the research, but like from friends and family members that have seen the film already, they've told me, like, that's when they leave the film, they just, like, go on a rabbit hole of Gauguin and want to know about him, you know, so...
But that's a great review for the film. If you want to really go into it after you watch the movie, it's means you really got touched by the characters and Gauguin itself.
You can feel the story. You can understand the story. But it's a story about sensations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How it goes, the sensation, his doubts, his decision, poor decision, most of all. He had a family in Europe, in France, he abandoned in order to keep his dream. The film poses a question. How far can you go for this dream?
Okay. I have a question. The movie obviously is very nuanced about him and very introspective about himself. It's all about in his mind throughout the film. So for you as an actor...
Good, probably.
What was your... process to develop a character like that, because I'm assuming a lot of isolation is involved in that?
First, it's not my language, so it was really a hard time. My French is worse than my English, if it was possible.
Okay.
You should try my Spanish.
Okay, let's see again. But, so it's French and Peruvian Spanish, that is not my language.
Okay.
It's another accent.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to work in both. So I spent 8 months working on the language.
Correct.
And working on the painting technique. Mm-hmm. I used to paint as a child, but not as Le Gauguin.
Well, if you would have painted like Gauguin, we would not be talking here right now.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know that because Gauguin didn't really enjoy success in his life. It was once he was dead. And I find that so sad because he, like, you learn, like, you all suffering. And I'm like... All those artists, really.
You know, that's sad, Jerry. That's why you stopped painting, because most artists rich while they are living, right?
People will listen to my program when I'm gone.
It's going to be huge when you're gone, man.
Even Van Gogh never sold
a painting he was alive.
No, it's very true.
So sad.
And it was Van Gogh.
So after 8 months of working on obviously your dialect, your accent, and other things... What went into the actual...
At the time, I was shooting a soap opera in Rio.
Okay.
And Frank asked me, well, let's go to shoot. And it was in the middle of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It means a lot. So, it was difficult, hard. I was separate, alone in the studio. No contacts of anyone. And then, it was an opportunity to leave the space... All the motivation. I was alone in the set.
During the filming?
Living this atmosphere.
Oh, that must help a lot, actually.
Yeah, and many things we discovered on set.
Okay.
Gauguin feels in another, in one way, acts in another way, think in another way, as any one of us.
Obviously, yes.
Yes. So the goal was find the motivations,
okay,
keep them fresh, because we're shooting a feature film.
Mm-hmm.
We all, very often we have to repeat as fresh as the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to have very alive the sensations in order to repeat exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And those sensations was one against the other one.
Okay.
So it's like a dance of sensation.
Interesting.
And you can see in the film.
How many days was filming?
40 days.
40 days.
Almost a week in the jungle.
Which jungle, may I ask?
I
wasn't there, Roberto.
my
was all indoors.
Lucky you are.
It was the big green one.
Oh, nice. Are there trees?
With palm trees and yeah.
And snakes.
And then the beach is right there. And
okay. So one of I have no idea where this could be.
Because Gauguin lived on Toboga.
Yeah, that's we found
Did
that
you
out.
Did you film in Toboga?
No, we couldn't. In the forest,
mm-hmm.
in the
no worries. Move on. Let's move on from the beach.
Near the canal.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Gamboa, probably.
Well, we did film in Gamboa.
Forest.
Yeah, probably Gamboa. Yeah.
Yeah, we that filmed in Gamboa as
okay.
well. Yes, and then the
Celsius degrees all the time.
And humidity, and it was really hot because it was also rainy season.
Oh yeah.
So so it was quite hot, and you know. Gauguin, keep in mind, 1800s, late 1800s, so we're wearing, like, period clothes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So and not so fresh.
And so, yeah, it was really hot.
We have changed clothes every time.
Yeah, obviously. And many changes, a lot of sweat happening.
Yep.
But, again, it must help a lot with the character, giving the madness that he must have felt working during the building of the canal by the French, or trying to build the canal by the French, let's say. But it must have helped you as an actor being in that humidity with that heat. No?
It helped, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
assuming, you know.
In a sense.
Okay.
I'm very uncomfortable in another.
Yeah.
okay, going through this uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It helped us, yes.
What was the most surprising thing you had during those 40 days that you did not expect while filming?
One thing about astrology.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Did not know you were going to go there. Let's go.
I was 59 at the time. My astrologer says 59 is the second cycle of Saturn.
Saturn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, more than
yes. It means you will revisit your childhood. As a child, I used to do two things, fencing and painting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 59 years. I was shooting a soap opera in Brazil. It's of Guerra do Paraguay.
Okay.
You had to fence.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I spent my 59 years painting and with a sword in my hand.
Okay.
So nice. That's
pretty cool.
All right, tell you what, we're going to take a quick musical break and we'll be back with our guests and, well, talking about painting.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home.
ago, of course, Bread. I seem to play that when we have artists. If a picture could paint a thousand words. Right, we are with our guests. We've got Monica with us, Monica Gronchi, and Roberto Birindelli.
Beautiful.
Is that close?
Birindelli.
Birindelli, there we go.
There we go. They're not too bad.
You nailed it, bro.
Oh, Spanish is better than French. And my Italian is better than my... And my French, too. I was telling Yasmin.
Oh, well, that is debatable.
Don't
go there. Stop it. No.
It's French.
I get it, but no.
What does it mean?
Do you know what I know?
What does it mean?
We will find... Google that later, baby.
Say it to me.
No. I can say it softly later. Don't worry about it.
This is my mother's name. Birindelli. My father tried to work at Schlesinger.
Really?
Is that German, yeah?
It's Hungarian.
Okay.
My grandfather, you know, one of my father's brother.
Oh, here we go.
Roberto has so many stories, I can just hear him talk all day.
Yeah. Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, okay.
My uncle.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Life is very
small.
Intertwined.
Wait, were you... Great. Midnight Cowboy, back in the day?
Was I in it? No.
No.
I definitely remember it. It was a brilliant movie.
It was John Voight killing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the music was absolutely brilliant. I always remember the theme tune from that one.
Are you going to look for the theme right now?
No, because you're talking.
I know. let's pivot. Let's pivot a little bit to Monica. Monica.
That would be rude.
Yeah, that would never be rude. Never in my life.
You fight each other all the time.
You're not doing very well.
I'm kicking ass.
Lots of bickering here.
Yeah, it is. This is the show. This is the gimmick. Monica, tell us a little bit about your part in the movie. What you...
I play Aline Gauguin, so his daughter.
Oh, okay.
One of Gauguin's many children, but I'm a legitimate child of Gauguin.
Gauguin got around.
Yes, he did. You will find out. Yeah, so I play his daughter. I mean, like I said, a lot of this information is available, and she was his favorite daughter. He did say that. There's a painting, a famous painting of hers. And, you know, because, as you said, the movie takes place, a lot of it, you know, it's the real world, but a lot of it is Gauguin's mind. So she appears, she's like a constant ghost, if we can call it that, in his mind, because of certain things that happen. I don't know if yes, I can say it. She dies, and he's not there, and she was his favorite, and so that creates a lot of conflict within Gauguin, and the fact that he never saw her again after he left his family to go paint. And so, yeah, our scenes are like a little bit like that relationship. And yeah, I'm technically dying in the movie, so the heat did help with my costume.
Nice. It must be. It's a very difficult conversation to have. A scene to have while you're dying. So, did you guys talk a little bit about how you guys were going to approach that? How heavy you were going to be with the dramatics of it, or?
I spoke first, before I met Roberto, I spoke to the director, Frank Spano, a lot about this, and, what stage is she on? Knows she's dying, she is aware, and we did talk a little bit about that, and, you know, the innocence of, because she's a teenager, right? I'm not any longer. you know, the innocence of that, and you know, almost like when you're a teenager, you see your parents, and I think it's difficult to see them as they're human beings as well, and they have desires and dreams and stuff. And would a child like understand that?
Okay.
So I think it was difficult, not difficult like in a bad way. It's just you have to do a lot of introspection. For me personally, with my own life, and see what I could take from my own life. So I think I had some challenges, and not like challenges emotionally, okay. personally, of like, okay, because you have to confront things of your own life, right? When you're playing a role that the situation might, you know, yeah. So for me, it was that. And then I met Roberto. We rehearsed through Zoom.
Oh,
so
tough.
It was interesting because, you know, we don't have the touch or the energy of, like, being here. But I found it really helpful, our rehearsals, and to know each other. My main thing, and I've said it a while, it's like when you're in the computer, like, I'm, like, rehearsing. Like, who do I look at? Like, the camera, do I look at Roberto? Because it's, you know, these technical things with Zoom.
100%, I agree.
But then once, you know, like, I had rehearsed with him, and once I met him in person, I almost felt like I already knew him, and it's just 100 times better when you're there, and the energy, and just having, like, the touch and the commitment from Roberto. He's such a, like, given actor. So that was great, for me, at
this,
least.
This was the last time they see each other.
Okay.
So it's a confession, it's a fight. Farewell. But if we talk about that, it could be boring.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank asked us to paint the last paint that they tried to do ensemble.
Okay.
And he said, tell me your history in 2 minutes painting.
Oh, great. That's a great call.
Yeah, that was, it got another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you approach that scene knowing it was going to be the last time or no?
No, they don't know.
No, because the character...
No, you as an actor. I'm wondering if you as an actor, how you approach a scene when you know it's gonna be a problem for him in his life to know the fact that he was not there while she died.
Actually, when Gauguin knew
yeah.
died, he tried to commit suicide.
Exactly, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's important. But at the moment, he's looking for a dream, his dream. So he decided already to abandon for a moment. He thought it was possible in 3-4 months to go back and go back for his European life. When he got Philippines and Polynesia,
yeah.
soon realized it was impossible to go back.
Mm-hmm. There mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah.
But at that moment, it was part of the project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how was emotionally, how difficult was to connect to the scenes, every scene emotionally for you both, in another language that's not your native tongue?
It was challenging because, like, well, as Roberto said, French is not either of us' first language.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have a background with it because I learned it in school from 7th grade to 12th grade.
Okay.
So I did have that, and then we had a coach for the film. So it was just important to, like, really get the French, at least for me, down and have the pronunciation. Something I practiced a lot because I wanted to, when we were on set and have our moment, to not be thinking about my friend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You don't have to be thinking, like, am I pronouncing it correctly or anything else, because you're not connecting to the scene.
But that's a challenge,
yeah,
too, because the coach is there, too. And I remember, I don't know, Roberto, you can talk about your experience, but I remember my first take where, if I'm really in the moment, I don't remember anything I did after they yell cut, which for me is the best, which happened, and... You know, you have your different, you know, you have to do it again multiple times. The coach at one moment comes, this word is like this. Like, that's the only word that's giving you away. And I'm like, damn it. Because then I don't want to be thinking about that. But it's just like, I mean, that's part of the challenge.
It can throw you off a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't let it throw me off. But it's because the preparation was there.
Key.
So I think that, for me, that was my experience. You had way more French than I did, so...
Did you know any French before coming into this film,
yeah,
Roberto?
I spent some time in Paris studying.
Okay.
But it wasn't the 80s, 90s.
Yeah,
I
in this
to
movie...
refresh.
In this
but,
movie,
but
the
you know,
is in
no,
French,
no,
correct?
I will say that for the very first time, I work as a mime.
Yeah,
in
I,
our language.
I like that idea.
And I performed in Denmark, in Sweden... that I cannot understand even a word.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
the communication goes through another path.
Correct.
So it's really hard to perform in a language that you don't know anything.
Mm, absolutely. I tell you what, I try miming the program and it doesn't go down. By the way, Monica, you have...
You try to develop the sensations.
Mm-hmm.
I had a professor in Berlin who said, human being only say a word that it cannot hold anymore inside. Mm-hmm. It means you feel, you react, you show your feelings, and after all that, you pronounce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It means if you are in the right feeling, there is not more necessary the word.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
audience already understands.
Knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't worry about the words. All my intention is the right sensation.
And the physicality.
And physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the communication is really done.
That's great.
Right. Monica, you got a message. It says, good morning. Hello, Monica, from your fourth grade teacher.
Oh.
Mrs. Goff.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Mrs. Goff.
Was she the art teacher?
No, she's my English teacher. How am I doing? Well,
she says, but she's now Anita Literacy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
All right. She says, congratulations on everything. I'm so proud of you, by the way. Your English is great. Strange, really, if Anita taught you, but never mind.
That would have been weird, an English lesson in the middle of the show.
But I'm cheating because I have lived in New York for 10 years, so I do speak it every day. I mean, mm-hmm. Jerry, you met my husband when we went to dinner,
right.
And you were
mm-hmm.
delighted because he only spoke English. So they only talked to each other.
Yeah, we should have got married.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did say when Anita said, by the way, your English is great, I did thank her very much, and she said, not yours. You have a strange English, British English.
Nice.
Thank you very much. That, which is the original, by the way.
Here we go.
And it's Andreas, by the way, that's interviewing our guest this morning.
There we go.
Our movie buff.
Yes. Not critique.
So let's
watch Maestro. What are you, like,
I'm not.
Come on.
It's not happening.
Come on.
But we've got a couple, we've just got a couple,
couple
of questions.
We've got to
wrap it up.
Yeah.
But when are you going to go and see Gauguin?
That's a great question. It premieres. I was going to ask that. Tell the people out there, the listeners, when this movie premieres. Give us a nice little pitch for the film.
Premieres tomorrow, Thursday, the 29th of February. It's a leap year, so go to the movies. In all the theaters, Cinepolis, Cinemark, you can just go online, buy your tickets, and please support Panamanian cinema. The movie was shot 100% in Panama. Cast and crew is from Panama, except Roberto. There's a lot of talent in our country, and you'll see it. So come to the movie.
Great. Leap year. No work tomorrow.
It's an extra day.
I think there's
it's
no work tomorrow. Yeah.
So you
I think that's a fact. National day.
Don't be silly.
No?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I wish.
Yeah. Yeah, we wish. Oh, hang on. You said we could have the day off. Make a note of that.
Day off. Roberto, give us. I think, and this is my mistake, and I apologize. Give the people a little description of the film. What the movie's about?
It's about a man, a dream of a man, who decides to abandon everything for his dream.
Okay.
So the film is a question. How long can you go? How far can you go with your dream? Supporting your dream. Even if you lose everything else.
There you go. There you go. Gauguin y el canal.
Gauguin.
No, don't go there.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
So, last question before we go,
Quickly. Yes, a quick one.
Give a shout out to the writer, director of the film, or the writer and director of the film.
Frank. Fun, or writer, director, producer, he does it all.
There we go. Anyways, thank you so much.
Hey guys. Thank
you.
Monica, great to see
and
you.
Congratulations.
And Roberto.
This place is a dream. It's like a dream, really.
I sleep here a lot.
It's like a hoarder at this point.
Hey, Roberto, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Make sure you sign the guest book on the way out. And you, Monica.
Of course.
So we can prove you've been here.
I have never signed no guest book.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, it's for important people.
Just saying.
Okay.
Been here a while.
And Red,
thank you.
Thanks. You'll be with us next week, all being well?
Of course, we'll be here.
You can tell us all about Gauguin.
We'll talk about Gauguin.
All right.
Maybe some Dune.
There we go. Upstairs as well. Yes.
Yeah.
I shall paint it. That's it then. That's brought us to the top of the hour, boys and girls. If you missed the news at 8, just sit tight. We got it for you again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleon are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah. That's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Yeah.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Right, there we go, two in a row. Bon Jovi and Bad Medicine is the one that started us off in this segment of the programme, and the last one, Atlantic Star and Masterpiece.
And it is time, I'm happy to say, to introduce our next guest for this morning from the American Association. We've got Carsten Donan with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Yeah, there we are. See, saved you having to move. We moved the mic.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, absolutely.
You've been keeping yourself busy?
I have been keeping myself very busy.
Are you the president now?
I am the president of the American Society of Panama.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hang on. I've got to, let's do, oh no, we don't want that one. That's laughing.
Thank you. Or you could do laughing. Either one. That would work.
This. So, what's happening with the American Society? Because it's been a while since we've had anybody in.
It's been a while. We are, so I took over as president, I want to say August, September. As we were talking about before, COVID was tough on everybody. It was tough on organizations. Mm-hmm. It was certainly tough on the American Society. We couldn't have events and membership went down, so... We're a new board as of September, so we're revitalizing, revamping. We have lots of events coming up. We're collaborating with other groups, trying to amplify events that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a monthly happy hour. We just had a happy hour February the 20th at Magoo's Fish Tacos in the Los Rios area, very successful. Over 50 people were there. We had karaoke, a lot of fun. People, I find, are anxious for the reconnection.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was with a group of people over the weekend who were saying how funny it's been since pandemic and how the way we, in actual fact, the way we socialize has even changed a bit.
Absolutely.
And it's like people saying, you know, I go out, and even now, and they say, am I standing too close to somebody?
Right.
And I've gone out sometimes and think, should I have a mask on?
Right.
I went to the hospital the other day just to make a physiotherapy appointment. I went, I put my mask on and I go in and nobody's got masks on.
So the last time I was at the hospital, they were requiring masks. That's good to know.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
no,
really
I went in and there were people, but there was no sort of strict adherence to it.
No
and,
restriction, yeah.
So, but yeah, it has left out. I mean, it's probably one of the strangest things that's happened to us, not just, I mean, globally, that's happened to people.
It's changed everyone, I feel like, and it's changed everything. So we're, at the American Society, we are happy to be back offering events.
Mm-hmm.
Our membership has gone up tremendously.
I was going to ask you about that.
People are renewing their membership. We have really loyal members that, even though they might live in the U.S., they might live around the world, they might live in Panama but not actually participate in events. They're always wonderful at supporting us with their membership dues. And the dues really help us with our contributions. Basically, we're an organization that supports charities and educational institutions for scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
That's
why we do events. That's why we do activities to raise money to give back. So, you know, the membership dues help with that. We've had so many people join. You know, they're excited to hear we're doing a monthly happy hour. We're working with other organizations, supporting their events, amplifying their events. And they're anxious to be involved. I feel like people are wanting to do something. People like to help their community. They like to know that the money that's raised goes to charities and scholarships in Panama.
Right.
So that's really, we have a happy hour coming up March 20th at Austin Mama's, which is an American-style barbecue restaurant. They have one location in Costa del Este. The happy hour will be at their new location, which is in the Panama Railroad Corozal station.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So we're really excited about that, 6 o'clock.
So everybody will be well-trained.
Absolutely. There's going to be live music. There'll be drinks. There'll be food specials. So come out for that. You don't have to be a member to participate. We do encourage people to join, obviously, for what I said. We use the membership dues to make donations for charities and scholarships. But the happy hours are open to everyone. You can get to know people and it's a family-friendly environment. Kids are welcome. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At the last happy hour, we had a lot of dogs.
I was going to say, is it pet-friendly?
Absolutely.
I could bring Lala the parrot.
Then. Absolutely, absolutely. Austin Mamas, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Let me get back with you on that
one.
Yeah,
I might find out Lala's on the menu.
No. No, not at all. But yeah, we're excited to be... We're rejuvenating, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm, we have a new website. I encourage people to go to our website, AmericanSocietyPanama.org. You can see all of our upcoming activities, pictures from past activities. Membership is there. Mm-hmm, you can find out what charities we sponsor. And we're always looking for input and collaboration with other groups.
Okay. Well, you are keeping busy. So reinventing yourselves.
Reinventing ourselves.
I think that's what we need to do.
This has been an organization since 1930, if you can even believe that. So since 1930, the American Society of Panama has been in existence. So we're very excited to be part of the new chapter of the American Society. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have a new board. We have two board members that were on the previous board. We have the past president, Anita Lidicy, that's our consultant.
Who is listening, by the way.
Who is amazing. She knows everyone. Her memory, we were talking about earlier about memory. I'll call her sometimes and say, Anita, what did we do? She knows exactly who the person was, whatever. She's amazing. So she is consulting and overseeing us to make sure that we're honoring, the past history of the American Society, bringing it into the future and making everybody happy. So
good. And she's always laughing and smiling.
She is always laughing and smiling. Yeah. She really is.
We're being nice to you, Anita. We know you're out there somewhere.
Is she online? She is. Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Never mind. We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Carsten in a minute. We mentioned when we had our guests in the last hour, we were talking about movies, and Roberto mentioned about Midnight Cowboy, and I said I love the theme from Midnight Cowboy, and I'm going to play it now.
Thank you.
There we go, I love that. Midnight Cowboy. Now, can you get a feel from that music who was the one who made that piece of music? Same guy who did a lot of the James Bond movies, John Barry.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Bit of trivia.
And I'll tell you what, I've got there's a little piece here. I'll just play 5 seconds of it because I always keep it up here as a short. But this is how John Barry started. This is a song called Hit and Miss from the 1960s, and it was used for a TV program, which basically they voted on new records that came out.
Oh.
And depending on it, was either a hit or a miss.
Or a miss.
And this music is by the John Barry Seven. And that's how he started.
I hope
and
he it was
went,
a hit.
He went, oh, this was, well, this was used for the program. This was like the signature tune. But, of course, he went on to great things, John Barry. A lot of the James Bond movies.
Which are so iconic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this is something that's gone on forever and ever as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When I think of it, was it 1962 or 1964 was when the first one came out?
I love how they reinvent themselves. Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, the everybody wants to be James Bond.
Yes, I've tried, but they didn't. So. But the only thing for me personally, they lost the direction that they had with the early ones. The early ones were always a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Right, absolutely.
Your villains were larger than life. You know, you had the guy with
Sean
the bowler
Connery,
hat. He is James Bond.
He is James Bond, absolutely.
Yeah. But, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. They had all the gadgets.
Right,
and this side
right.
of it seems to have dissipated. It's become more like, if you like, the modern-day type of baddie.
Right.
And I think I'd like to see them go back a little bit to...
To the roots, to the origins.
It was all a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
You know, but anyway, we digress, because one thing, you don't have to be American to join the American Society, do you?
Thank you so much. You absolutely do not. Membership is open to all nationalities. We hope that each person that would want to become a member would be in good standing in their community, but you absolutely do not have to be American. We welcome all nationalities, and we have... quite a diverse group.
Happy to say. Good. So, what have you got sort of planned longer term? I mean, you've got to, you know, like you said, we've had the pandemic, things have slid down a bit to bring it back up again.
We're trying to come up with different fundraisers. As we were talking about before, it's not so easy because all groups are trying to fundraise as well. So we're always kind of trying to come up with new ideas, what we can do. We obviously like to raise money for our charities and scholarships, but we also participate in events, that aren't raising money. So for example, on the 9th of March, we are participating in an event with the U.S. Embassy that's called Wheels for Hope, and it's a car show for a cause.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be at the bus terminal of Clayton Ciudad de Saber from 1 to 6, pet-friendly, kid-friendly. There'll be old cars. There'll be music. There'll be food trucks. Different NGOs will have a table. You can go and find out about different NGOs in the community and what they're doing. And all of this is in collaboration with the Panamanian Chamber of Social Development. So there'll be between 15 and 20 different NGOs. We will be there with membership information, what we've done in the past, what we're going to be doing, events that we're going to be doing in the future. And so we're you know, really happy to participate in that. We're doing sponsoring an event also with the British Chamber of Commerce March 16th, which is a day at the races.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, they're really coming into chapters about that, I think.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So our members that attend that and designate that they're part of American Society, we get a little money back for that. And so that's, you know, these are just small ways that we're trying to raise money towards our charities and scholarship programs.
Good. Oh, excellent. Yeah, this is always a fun event.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
You're going to wear a big hat?
I am. Are you?
No. I can't remember what I was. I was in Union Jacks, I think, last year.
Oh, nice.
In a minute. But, so anybody can join. And if they want to join, how can they go about it?
They can either contact us directly at our email, hello@AmericanSocietyPanama.org, or through our website, AmericanSocietyPanama.org.
Okay, we're going to put that information on as well today. And tell me, do you get good support from the embassy? I mean, isn't that because you've got an ambassador now?
We do. We absolutely do. We do a lot of events with them. We just had an event in January for U.S. citizens with the U.S. the embassy's consular services for voting absentee overseas.
Oh, okay.
So as you know, the U.S. elections are coming up and people are concerned. How do we vote? What do we do? And so we did a town hall with the consular services. They came and explained the process, gave out the information. So that was really helpful. Absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I eventually got my visa, by the way. I only had to wait 18 months for an appointment. But I think...
No comment.
We got there in the end. It was
That's good.
But I mean things are sort of improving a lot. I was fortunate enough to be invited to a nice event that the American Embassy put on. I'm trying to think what it was for now. It was a big occasion. Everybody was there.
Was it July 4th?
I think it must have been. Yeah, it was a really it was huge. It was at Lapa, I think, if I remember rightly.
Wow, nice.
And everybody was there. All the politicos. And,
right, of course, yeah. Every year. Mm-hmm. Every year.
Yeah.
In fact, mark your calendars. American Society is going to be having a July 4th party as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Okay. Excellent. All right, we're going to take another piece of music, and we'll be right back. This one is Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
Trying
There we go. I think we're alone now. And that was Tiffany. It just so happens that I have a niece whose name is Tiffany.
Oh, lovely
so
name.
It is, isn't it? Yes. So I doubt she's listening. She should be at school. And let me see. I've got a couple of messages. We've got because I have American people on here as well. They listen up in the States.
Really? Excellent. Yeah. I'm sure.
I've got one here. This is Renee and Rick.
Oh, they were my former neighbors, I believe.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they left. says hello to Carson. Her youngest daughter...
went to school with their youngest daughter.
That's right, yeah. With Regan. That's right. Yes, from Balboa Academy.
Oh, my goodness.
So
good to hear from them.
Yeah, and they're back because, well, you know, they're working on the canal. Then they went to Athens.
I do
know
that, right?
Now they're back in the States.
I did know that. Yeah. We have a mutual friend, and so I stay up on their whereabouts.
They're regular listeners. They listen every day.
Yeah, they're great people.
The thing is, I don't know if they did it on purpose, but of course in Greece it was in the afternoon when we were on.
Right.
And now they've gone back to the States and where they live, where it's snowing. They only come on at the last minute of the program. So we have our Renee segment.
I love it.
Because she's always sending us pictures of snow and her two dogs, which was the saddest dogs you've ever seen, because for any excuse they get dressed up.
Oh, and, I love it.
Yeah, no, it's... so anyway, she says, yeah, so, she says, you lived up the stream.
Yeah.
The street.
Yeah, and our dogs used to greet each other through the fence.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you dress your dogs up?
Not really. We have a big dog, a big boxer, and then we have a little Boston Terrier. The little Boston Terrier is my daughter's, and unfortunately she does get dressed up for Halloween and different sweaters and things like that, whether she wants it or not. So,
is she on antidepressants?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I think Renee and Rick's dogs are. If you say, oh, not again. I think they have a calendar. They know when it's coming around and they hide, I think. And, I would also. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Well, my daughter. Let me look at my. It's a long way. My eyes aren't what they used to be. Well, none of me is what it used to be. Let me look on my phone. It's easier to read. right, here we go. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. My daughter, Kanishka Dariani, may be interested in being a member.
Wonderful.
So, that's great. And you send the email. So
wonderful.
I'll pass that on. So thanks for that, Ashley. And, hang on, Renee.
I can just mention, too, one of the benefits of membership is early access to events, ticket discounts, as well as some member-only events. So there membership has its privileges, as they say.
Okay, excellent. So there we go. All right, well, I'll pass that on to you. And, we've got Cedric. Cedric, first of all, Renee says, see, it's not just me dressing up the dogs. No, but we're talking about how often. And let's see what Cedric has to say. Morning, Jerry. Got time for I Am What I Am by Shirley Bassey. I think it must be dogs on the mind because he says Shirley Bassey. In fact, that's one of my favourites. So let me see if I can dig that.
Would that be Cedric Giddens?
Yes.
Cedric Giddens is a long-time member.
He's a long-time listener as well.
Good, very good friend of my family's.
Anita says, hello, Carson. Best wishes to the new board. And the continued success of the American Society in Panama.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, look, there's one of Renee's.
Oh.
Tell me, does that dog look happy?
I know Renee and Rick, and I know their dogs, and their dogs are very happy and very loved.
Does that dog look happy? That was the question.
Maybe not in the snow. Not in the snow. I believe that's a Panamanian dog, so that dog is not happy in the snow.
And no booties.
No booties.
Oh, because we have a lot of dog walkers here, because in Paitia, nobody walks their own dogs.
Right,
we have people to do that for us. They don't take the parrot, but they take dogs. And I saw one yesterday, great big mauve booties on.
Oh.
And walking up the street, it's quite. Honestly, you could just. I sit outside on that and then just get entertained all the time.
Oh, I bet.
Let me just see. Let me get onto my music list. Let me see. I am what I am. Don't mind me while I work.
No?
No, okay.
Please go ahead.
Oh, look at this. You're in luck. Here we go. This is for Cedric. There we go, Cedric. See what we can do? I am what I am. I can do most things here. I got all these buttons and 70,000 tracks of music.
Wow, that's a lot of music.
Immediately available to me.
That's a lot of music.
It is a lot of music. All from my years, over the years.
I love it.
It's funny because somebody said, because I play all types of music, but of course, I come from the UK and somebody said, hey, boy, says, you don't play so much of American music as... do I sound American? All in good fun. But, yeah. So, look, quickly, we've just got a couple of minutes to go. Let's remind everybody, again, how to get in touch with you.
And, AmericanSocietyPanama.org for our brand-new website. And hello at AmericanSocietyPanama.org email. Please reach out. We'd love to hear from you if you have ideas, if you'd like to join. Just a reminder, March 20th at Austin Mama's American Barbecue in Corozal at the Panama Railroad Station will be our next happy hour. Come out. Please introduce yourself. I guarantee you'll meet a lot of people, and you'll have a lot of fun.
All right. And talking of fun, taking us out of this morning's program, we've got this one again. And no, we're not going to play that one. We just played that for Cedric. We're going to do, this is our Tata song for today. And again, big thanks to Carsten.
Thank you so much.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If
life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Well, that's it. There we go. Always look on the bright side of life, no matter what the papers say. All right. There we go. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks once again to Carsten from the American Society, Carsten Dolan. Again, thanks to Carsten, to our guests in the second hour this morning, of course, Andreas, and chatting about the movies this morning with Monica Gronchi and Roberto Biancelli. And who plays Gauguin, by the way, and that's what they were talking about. So big thanks to them as well. And to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and the boys and girls of Cooper Garda, get those in quick this morning because they're going to be turning us off in a second. Thanks go to Yasmin, our producer here in the studio, busy this morning for doing all our social media as well, stuff like that, and our bookings. So big thanks to Yasmin, our co-producer, Neil Danby, and he's going to be here leaving on Friday, just a couple more days to go. So big thanks to Neil, gets a lot of our background information for us, and of course to, as I said, the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, turn us on and will be turning us off, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. And whatever it is you're doing between now and then, as we always say, do it carefully. Why? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.